Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flying fuck was that?
My
Are you
phone?
Getting a phone call?
No, it's an alarm. Oh, I took a nap yesterday and wanted to get up at 7 p.m.
Jesus. I hope that comes through. That's a great intro.
Yep.
That's very good timing. Although it's a good thing we can't go with my original plan. So, Loreboy's here. My name is Peter O'Donohue, and I am joined with...
James Miller. Wow. I can't believe the timing on that. I'm going to double check. I don't have any other alarms.
Any other alarms? Yeah. Don't take a nap during the episode. No. Like, I need to wake up at the end so I can do the sign off.
Yeah, exactly.
My PSN, my WoW server.
Here we go.
That was good.
Yep.
So my original bit. So just for any listeners out there, if you could pause the podcast for 1 minute, a moment of silence for Ethan Palmer, who was killed in a podcast researching incident.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do a moment of silence here because dead air is bad for audio.
Yeah.
But you can just do it on our behalf.
We can't slow down our own operations for him. You guys take your own time.
Yeah. What, do you shut down the company if an employee dies? I don't think so. If I died, they wouldn't shut down the company.
Probably not.
No, exactly. Yeah. So my original opening bit for this our third and last for a little while Halo episode. I'm going to take a break, probably. That's a tentative hiatus on sure. Halo. I wanted to do the acapella Halo song.
Oh yeah,
with the three of us. Yeah. But with Ethan being dead.
Yeah. Well, we can always go like find a sewer drain to like hop into and get the right acoustics later.
Yeah. Or we could just do what they did in Skyrim, where they recorded like 50 guys and then layered them to make it sound like 200 guys.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah. So yes, Halo. Throughout my Halo episodes, we've encountered multiple kinds of extremists. Do you remember? Just for the listeners at home, what do you remember from the last Halo episode?
The last episode is they took children from homes. They replaced them with clones that would go bad like and die pretty soon. And they
the baloney clones.
Yeah, exactly. So like the best, hottest children, they took them to turn them into Spartans. Is that right? They only took the best children, right?
Yeah, the best, hottest children.
Okay, got it.
I'm choking on sparkling water. They tried to hold in a laugh.
Yeah, well, like, the best of the best children with the best genes, they took them to become Spartans, and they got, like, 300 of them or something like that?
No, it was 75, I want to say, 75. If I recall correctly. You can check out our Halo episode. We have two, one about humanity, mm-hmm. one about the Spartan program. Now... We did extreme socialists.
Mm-hmm.
We did extreme fascists.
What are we doing next?
We did extreme scientists.
Doing most extreme challenge, MXC.
Yeah, exactly. the one extreme that we were missing so far is religious extremists.
Okay, so those are the four cornerstones of everything.
That for a balanced terrorist, part of your balanced terrorist is the four extremes.
It's religion, science.
Religion, science, communism, fascism.
Fascism. Yeah, okay, there's nothing else.
No, nothing else. Nothing else that you would need.
No.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
There we go.
Now that I have the new computer on the way, I'm thinking of picking up the Halo... is it the trilogy on Steam?
On Steam, it's a Master Chief Collection, and they're being released chronologically. So far, the only one that is out is Halo Reach.
Oh, it's reversed chronologically, yeah.
Well, it's chronologically as far as like the in-game calendar date is concerned, not release, because Reach is a prequel to Halo 1. So it's Reach, Halo's 1, 2, I want to say ODST, 3, and then...
Oh, cool. I might wait till like 2
and
comes
Hufflepuff.
Out. I'll probably hop in around 2, because that was when I had the most fun with.
Yeah, exactly.
Growing up.
Just one second here. There we go. Sorry, I had selected some of the text on my notes, and I couldn't get it to go away.
Nice.
Having a good start here. I finally coughed out all the sparkling water that you tried to kill me with.
All you gotta say is hot kids. Peter has a giggle.
No, I like hot kids. I find them very funny. So, now we're talking about the Jesus freaks that are out in the streets handing tickets out for God.
All right, the religious guys.
Exactly. Now, if we recall correctly, in the last episode, we talked about the Spartan program, and at one point mentioned humanity's disastrous first contact with alien life on the planet of Harvest, which was a planet made entirely out of almonds.
Yes, okay, yeah.
A lot like California.
Yeah, yeah.
The aliens that we came into contact with would eventually be known as the Covenant, which is a huge religious organization comprising of multiple alien races with thousands of years of history.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to go over today.
They have a really advanced technology for, like, religious society. Usually when you think of, like, religious society, it's more like candles and stuff like that. But for them, they've got, like, laser beams and stuff.
But think about what they worship. They worship technology.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're real horny for Forerunner artifacts, which we're going to get into.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I hope your bus ride to work is about 1,000 years long.
Okay.
Because this is a meaty episode. Right. Please leave this podcast episode in your will. Pass it on to your children, your grandchildren, so on and so forth, until somebody finally finishes it.
Yep.
When I suppose I'll have to conceive a child at some point during this episode so that he or she can take over.
Okay, yeah,
from me, because it's a very long one.
All right,
it's looking to be, you know, 800,000-900,000 hours.
Well, something. Maybe once we get into the Covenant's technology, we'll find a way to preserve our lives long
that
enough
would be
to
great.
Tell this story. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody discovers immortality during the recording, please ship it my way. I'll leave my address in the description.
Yep.
So, according to our low-tech but very fast Gregorian calendars, the Covenant was formed in 852 BCE.
Okay.
Okay. That's from our perspective right now.
Yeah, that's... I can relate to that.
Yeah. I know those words.
Yeah.
Originally, it was an alliance between the San Shiyum and the Sangheili, and in-game in English, we call them the Hierarchs and the Elites, respectively.
Hierarchs and Elites, yeah.
Yeah.
I know them.
We won't be getting into the different species too much in this episode. It would just be, like, in reality, like, I'm joking about how long the episode is. In reality, this episode would be, like, 3.5-4 hours if I also put in notes about, like, the aliens in this. This is just about the organization.
All right. Well, we'll save that stuff for maybe another time.
Yeah, exactly. We did the Destiny races. I was thinking, why not just do all the races stuff from Bungie games for some reason.
Yeah, why not? Oh, that is Bungie, isn't it? Or was Bungie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so the organization was formed as an official way to worship the extinct race of aliens known as the Forerunners and their array of Halo space stations.
Forerunners, yep.
So that's why they have such high-tech technology compared to us.
Yeah.
Is because the Forerunners were incredibly advanced, and both the Hierarchs and the Elites already worshipped Forerunner tech on their own terms.
All right. Yeah, that's apt naming, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
They came before. They were ahead of everyone. Foreigners.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Got it.
So Covenant historians, like myself apparently, have organized their history into a series of ages called the Progression of the Ages. It's not linear, and they can weave in and out of each other. I'm going to be covering them in a specific order, but just keep in mind that, like, you've got Age of Discovery, Age of Doubt, Age of Something, like, all they kind of... They rotate in and out. They've got the ages and are, you know, used as needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Excuse me. But that being said, the first age, which actually predates the Covenant, is the Age of Abandonment, which was in 2200 BCE, so about 4,500 years ago.
Oh my god, this is a great way to start a whole race of aliens.
The Age of Abandonment?
Yeah, exactly. Giving them daddy issues right off the beginning.
In rituals, it is represented with a chunk of obsidian. So every age has a... Like, in the same way we do, like, bread and wine in a Catholic church, part of the ritual... For the Covenant is like, oh, you've got a different mineral to represent an age.
Okay, so they have to eat like a huge chunk of obsidian.
Yeah, exactly.
At the altar.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk up to the priest, the alien priest, and he's just like, and here, this is my my body for when I abandoned you. And you're like, thank you. And you like choke down a big rock.
Yeah, that's how the historians know when the ages changed, because all the bodies they digged up had broken teeth.
Yes,
from those
exactly.
Ages.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, 2,200 years ago, the Forerunners had just awful teeth.
Yeah.
Just the worst. Just yeah. Completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So this is when the Forerunners first activated the array and the Halo array, excuse me, and then mysteriously vanished from the galaxy.
Oh, they're behind the whole Halo thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So obviously, you can just assume that they became angels or gods, which is super rad when they turned on all these Halo stations. And it was certainly nothing shitty or horribly painful, like being atomized or removed from reality.
Okay. One became Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Didact became Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce's the last boss of Halo 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You strap a grenade to her chest and kick her into a big pit.
She just looks like that photo that she tried to get deleted off the internet where, like... Have you seen it? They took a picture of her
where she looks like she's like flexing all her muscles and making like a cartoon burp face.
Yeah, because she like moved and she's moving a lot while she's dancing. Yeah. And they just caught the worst photo of her, but that's the way that she trundles at you as the boss fight.
Yeah, it's multi-stage. That's actually her second stage.
Okay.
Yeah. The third one's even worse. So regardless of how wicked sick the fate of the Forerunners was, they still use the halos to go by smokes, and then we have the Age of Abandonment.
Right.
We're just going to activate the halo array, grab some smokes, I'll be right back to help you finish building that Puzz 3D of the Orient Express.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to ascend, you know? You can't stick around after you ascended.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes
you just got to leave this physical realm.
Yeah.
Right? And become an angel, and certainly not die.
We'll say that for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh. That's why we worship them, right? It's the great journey, my dude.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, well, it has to end up good for them, cause so that way it'll end up good for us later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise this whole religion wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Exactly.
So the next age is actually a collection of 39 ages, known as the Ages of Conflict.
Oh.
Huzzah! All intelligent life seeks to destroy other intelligent life. Yay!
Conflict, now with 39 flavors.
Yeah! It's like Jelly Bellies.
Yeah.
I can't really tell the difference between the strawberry and the cherry conflict, but whatever.
Yeah, they just both taste like strife.
It's just red. Yeah. So these took place between 938 BC and 852 BC, and in rituals is represented as a lump of iron.
Okay.
It started with the confusingly named War of Beginning.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand it.
It kind of it's the beginning war.
It's totally the first one.
War of Beginning.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's. I guess nobody called World War One during World War One.
No.
Because that's like really pessimistic.
Yeah. No. It was the Great War, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is so optimistic. It's great.
Yeah. Love it, man.
Yeah, I love it.
My foot skin's rotting off in these trench boots.
Oh, my God. I can't tell if it's boot or skin.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. All I know is I don't need laces.
Oh, my God.
So this was the war between the Hierarchs and the Elites.
Yep.
Both of these races had discovered and, in some cases, reverse-engineered Forerunner technology and even worshipped it.
Cool.
They then fought about how to worship it.
Right.
In classic religious fashion.
Oh, the Crusades?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like running your sunny side up. Do we kneel or do we stand? Guilt or shame? Because obviously those would be two different things.
Yeah.
Some people want to fuck these relics. Others are more sensible and think that banging holographic skulls is feral and gross.
They want to fuck them.
Yeah. Some of them. I mean,
did that what we did too?
So this is a little bit of lore boys canon.
Yeah.
I guarantee there is at least one Hierarch and one Elite that wanted to make love to some Forerunner relics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes
you got
sense.
That lady who wants to fuck that roller coaster or whatever, that TLC lady? That guy who bangs his car?
Yeah. I've seen those guys. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that, but...
Well, I think they're interesting. They're way different than anyone else out there.
That's true. That's very optimistic. You're one of those Great War guys, not one of those World War One guys. I like the cut of your jib, Jamie.
Yeah.
So let's have a war, lads. Because we can't agree on how to worship these things, despite the fact we're both worshiping the same thing.
Right.
They wanted to fight about it.
You gotta fight.
So this would become the War of Beginning. The war began when the Hierarchs sent a group of delegates to meet with the elites on the planet of Ulgethon.
Jesus Ulgethon.
Yeah. So this is one of the problems all these dumb sci-fi words have is I don't read my scripts out loud.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, but it's Ulgethon. So they sent some Hierarchs and some delegates to Ulgethon to meet with some elites.
Yeah.
These delegates wanted to tell the elites how rad it was to incorporate Forerunner tech into their own.
Okay.
So the actual difference between the warship was not so much a fuck it or leave it alone situation. The Hierarchs were incorporating and reverse engineering Forerunner technology into their own.
Okay. A fuck it or leave it alone situation. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
The elites, however, thought that was heresy.
Heresy, yeah.
They were just like, no, we got to warship it.
Yeah.
Big scary alien tower that we found on this planet.
Right.
Don't lift up the back panel and see if there's a cartridge of snake in there underneath the battery.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So how would you pronounce the word Libram? Just an unfantasy sort of weird.
Sorry,
word.
LR?
Libram.
Libram.
Libram? Not Libram?
Libram? Yeah, I guess Libram.
Libram?
I would use the shorter I.
Came up in a video.
It would be like liberal.
Okay.
Or liberate is kind of my thing.
Yeah, but it's also like a book, like a library.
Fuck.
Because they are books. A Libram is a book, but I say Libram.
It's probably Libram in that case, if I'm going to have a guess as the correct pronunciation. Because if it's a book, I would say like library.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would, or like livre. Is book in French?
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
You're probably right.
I get mixed. Yeah, okay. That came up in a video game. I wanted to get your take on it.
whoa, guys, hang on, stop. Pronounce this for me.
Yeah. Let us know. If you guys know the real way, let us know.
Yeah. So the Hierarchs had been incorporating technology into a lot of the stuff that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So they had screen doors on their submarines, HD DVDs that rewound themselves, and Blackberries with touchscreens.
Screen doors on their submarine.
They were so advanced.
That sounds the worst.
The elite said this was heresy and slaughtered the delegates, tossing their Blackberries and HD DVDs into a pit.
That's fine with the Blackberries, but the rest, maybe. Screen doors on submarine sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
If it worked well.
Great view.
Yeah.
No risk of shattering.
Yeah, in Mario Odyssey, they have like these underwater biodomes that you can like go in and out of these big air bubbles.
Oh, cool!
And they're basically like screen doors on a submarine, but it's just like a way that the water and the air don't mix right there.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, that's what we call it when a ship is sinking. It's like there's too much water and air mixing on the ship.
Or being replaced. Yeah, air going up.
So early on in the War of the Beginning, the elites had the advantage. They're much larger, much more just physically strong.
Okay.
Like, if there was any kind of, like, frat party oil wrestling.
Yeah, of course.
Elites always win.
Wow.
Always.
They look so edgy, though. Like there's a lot of corners on an elite, I feel like.
Yeah. So just to describe these two races, I guess I haven't done it yet. The Hierarchs are kind of, they're humanoid. They're four-limbed.
Yeah.
Right, two arms, two legs.
Right.
They have a pretty long neck with like kind of a bulbous traditional alien head on the end.
Yep.
But they're kind of hunchbacked.
Yes, of course.
Right. Their heads and necks poke out forwards out of their chest, opposed to go up. Whereas the elites are, again, like four limbed like us.
Yeah, yeah.
They have digitigrade legs.
Okay.
Meaning they walk on their toes, not on their feet.
Got it.
Four fingers, mandibles. They've got like a gross pincer mouth kind of.
There's a lot of big holes on their world. That's why their head's so far out. It's so they don't walk into the hole. Their head sees it first.
It's precautionary evolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of filling the pits.
Yeah,
they just got very long necks.
Montreal driving should be like that.
Oh, Christ. The Hierarchs would do great here.
Yeah.
But so the direct comparison is one elite had basically the physical strength of 10 Hierarchs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oiled up or otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like stronger than them. They're like elite.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty easy
war,
to remember.
However, is rarely perfectly organized, like a buff dude contest.
Nope.
And the Hierarchs were more technologically advanced because their form of warship was reverse engineering. Mm-hmm. Right? since they were willing to rewind their Forerunner HD DVDs. So beyond dead media formats, they also had a functional Forerunner Dreadnought.
Okay.
Which was a massive, advanced, fancy as fuck spaceship from a time before time.
Sounds about right. Yeah. That's what I pictured when you said Dreadnought.
It is in the games as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's the ship at the end of Halo 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's been so long since I played through Halo 2. Like, it's probably been at least 10 years.
It looks a lot like one of Elon Musk's rockets. It, okay. like, lands on its tail fins, and yeah. it's just very long and tall.
The last boss of Halo 2 or Halo 3, you're, like, driving through these, like, tunnels and trying to get to something.
Halo 3.
It's Halo
3. As the Warthog run. Well, Halo 1 Warthog. And 3 both end with a Warthog escape.
Okay, I'm thinking of 3.
Which is the game's Jeep. Halo 2 ends with you fighting Tartarus, who's one of the gorilla guys.
Right.
He's one of the brutes who we're going to get to towards the end here.
Oh, cool. It's been so long.
all the technology and obviously the Dreadnought gave the Hierarchs a distinct advantage in space battles. And that allowed for strategic orbital bombardment of elite colony worlds.
Orbital bombardment of elite colony worlds. That's fun to say, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good warm-up for voice acting.
Red leather, yellow leather, orbital I can't even say it.
Orbital bombardment of elite colony worlds.
There we go.
Orbital bombardment of elite colony
worlds. It's orbital bombardment, orbital... It's those two, I think.
Orbible.
Orbital bombardment. Yeah.
It's their version of TikTok. That was the Bumber 15 guy.
I signed up for TikTok this week.
Oh, no! Yeah. You're a millennial.
I was, like, bored because I'm off all this week, and I just, like, opened it up to see all the cringe vids. There's some quality content in
there. Dude, cursed TikToks was one of my favorite Twitters, yeah. but it got banned because all the people it was making fun of, I guess, got together and got mad at him.
So there's one on Reddit called Anarchy Cringe TikTok, which is like, it's a subsection of a subsection.
Okay.
But it's just like the most fucked up cringy people. I think I've talked about it before a little bit but if you guys are into cringe and into that type of thing, Anarchy Cringe TikTok. Yeah. That's going to be yours.
Cringe 6 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
So the elites, because of all the orbital bombardment on their elite colony worlds.
Yeah.
My tongue feels so exercised.
Yeah, orbital bombardment.
It's like
orbital
cardio for your mouth. The elites had to continually retreat from battle, and eventually their scientists confessed their sins.
Okay.
They had also been reverse engineering Forerunner tech as well, despite the heresy thing.
Oh, wow.
So their scientists, too, just like ours, are a bunch of edgy, neck-bearded atheists.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier to use already pre-existing science than coming up with your own. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They
just presented it as their own, and that was kind of scummy.
So it turns out the Forerunners could load cartridges into their gaming systems without taking the batteries out, which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Hierarchs, Game Boy Advance.
And elites are...
Nokia N-Gage.
Nokia, oh my God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this war would eventually lead to a battle on the planet of blue and red in 860 BC.
Oh my God, that's where red versus blue comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't even... It's probably because I was writing this like after work on Friday.
Yeah.
That didn't click for me.
Yeah.
It's been days and I'm just like, yeah, planet of blue and red, whatever.
I'm sure if I said it out loud and I was one writing, you would have caught it too.
Yeah.
It's like those things. Like, what on my Twisted Metal thing, two guys had the same last name, and I didn't put together the huge twist that it was their son, and you guys guessed it right from the beginning.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're researching, you're too close to it.
Well, I was just like, fucking, you know, notes of the grindstone straight into that Halopedia lore.
Yeah.
I was just going too hard.
Yeah.
So to boost their numbers, because the Hierarchs were physically weak, they used Forerunner robots called Aggressor Sentinels to thin the elite ranks, forcing yet another retreat. And this is on the planet of Blue and Red.
Right.
Because the planet of Blue and Red was fucking lousy with Forerunner relics. Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, everywhere. I also looked up the etymology of the term lousy.
Yeah, I was just wondering it, actually. Yeah,
yeah. Like, obviously, I'm too stupid to be like, oh, yeah, planet of blue and red, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, lousy, I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah, because that sounds nice.
Yeah, so it actually just means you have a bunch of lice.
Oh,
if you're lousy...
You're full of lice.
You're, yeah.
So if something's lousy with... It's crawling with relics.
Correct.
Yeah.
You couldn't walk 5 feet without tripping over some HD DVDs on this on the planet of Blue and Red, my dudes. Yeah. It's great.
You can't walk 5 feet without needing a haircut on this place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the elites were trying desperately to prevent the Hierarchs from making it all the way to their homeworld of Sanghelios, which I think means blood sun in old Italian.
Blood sun, I like it.
I think so. This failed. The Hierarchs touched down on Sanghelios with their weird and presumably slimy little feet. Because they are kind of gross looking. They have like ET arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw someone on a stream yesterday get a sex doll in the mail. And apparently their feet are very slimy too.
Awful. That's the worst thing I've heard all day.
Their stream like donated a bunch of money to give him birthday gifts, and they gave him a female sex doll a couple of years ago. So they gave him a male sex doll now, and his mom was there while he was opening it and stuff.
Oh, Jesus!
It was hilarious. He's like, the feet are so slimy, and that just made me think of it.
Oh, just a quick little tangent about work. Yeah. I had to call the RCMP recently.
Oh, okay.
Somebody tried to murder one of my clients.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Allegedly, we got a. So just it was like a liquor store in Alberta.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Liquor store in this little buttfuck town in Alberta, like northwest of Edmonton.
Sure.
Because I did a bunch of research to make sure this was legit before forwarding it off to my legal team.
Yeah.
And I like open it up. It's from this RCMP guy. I called the phone numbers to make sure it's real.
I'm trying to see how this is gonna loop back into sex dolls, but
oh okay. No, this is just something I wanted to tell you guys and tell our listeners.
Oh sure.
So I speak to the guy. And then I'm like, okay, cool. I check his document, and it was like some fucking idiot went into a liquor store, used his debit card, I guess, to be like, to appear legit.
Oh, and then he gave all his information.
And then fucking tried to rob the place. But now he's being charged with attempted murder, discharging a weapon with intent to cause harm, and possession of an illegal firearm.
Yikes.
I have his full card number and the issuing bank. Like, I pulled it right away. Like, people pay cash. Man.
In video game player support, I've dealt with that stuff too. Like, people, like, even like preying on little kids and stuff and leaving their IP address with us and gone right to the RCMP and they're locked up the next day, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do shit on the internet anymore. Like,
no, of course not.
Yeah.
Also, I guess, little advice with the lore boys, don't use your debit card if you're going to rob the place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't rob the place, but I mean, that's not going to change your mind if you're on your way there right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
if you're going to do it right.
Take some cash out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just steal the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a gun, dude. Anyway, yeah. Attempted murder.
Fun.
Yeah. No, it was like the end of the day, and it was just like one of the last emails I was looking at. I was like,
that was one of the...
This is a spicy one.
The 39 flavors of crime.
Yeah,
Or of war.
One of the ages of conflict. Yeah. Robbing a liquor store.
There you go. There you go.
So after touching down, the city-state of Vadam on Sanghelios was so well defended, it actually managed to thwart the Hierarch advances, and eventually led to a full fucking stalemate. So the Hierarchs realized they couldn't win the war with only one ship, obviously, no matter how advanced.
I don't know, man.
And then the elites realized that not fucking their alien relics wasn't working out.
Okay, you gotta fuck them.
Yeah, got to. The two races came to an agreement. All warship and integration of Forerunner bullshit is perfectly acceptable, unless they're gay relics, because this is still religion.
Okay.
Right?
Can't be gay still.
Okay. Not in space.
All right.
Remember, the Covenant of the Bad Guys. I can't imagine they have very progressive policies within the Covenant.
Right?
Right? I don't think they do, at least.
Covenant Dreadnought versus the Space Gays.
Yeah. Like, Space Gays. Jesus. I wonder if we could get away with that as being an episode title.
No, I don't think so. I think there's too much context to what we just said to put that out there.
Just let people be, man. Why you gotta be that way, religion?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely more on the side of gay people than a lot of hate.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Unless it's the Covenant, because this shit's cool.
Yeah.
So this document is the Writ of Union and was the foundation of the Covenant.
Writ of Union.
The Writ of Union. The elites eventually learned of what the Hierarchs called the Great Journey, where they were just like, yo, if you fire off these huge space rings, you can, like, 99% become a god.
Nice.
And the elites were like, wow, so weird that you're completely certain of that.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, boom, we got a religious organization.
Hell yeah.
So they were in. Right. The elites would become the protectors of the Covenant, along with all the technology created by the Hierarchs. This would also include a massive mobile planetoid called High Charity. High Charity was an absurdly huge mobile space station that would also serve as the capital city of the Covenant.
So it's like got four long legs and then a small chair with a table on the front of it, right?
What? It's High Charity. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
So the Covenant don't have a homeworld since there's so many different races. Okay. They just build themselves a huge fuck-off flying city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Got it. High Charity.
Yeah. Excuse me. Where was I? So the Forerunner ship was decommissioned and would serve as the power source for all of High Charity until it left for Earth during the Human Covenant War. Mm-hmm. You hitch a ride on it at the end of Halo 2. That's when it leaves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's the Forerunner ship. That's the Dreadnought. Another nerdier series of ages were the Ages of Discovery, represented in rituals as a ring of geodes. For the uninformed, those kind of boring-looking rocks, and when you crack them open, they're full of crystals.
Yeah, that's when everybody figured out that they could jerk off, and they had a J.O. crystal inside them all the time. The Age of Discovery.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Good.
The Age of Sexual Discovery.
Yes,
yeah,
good.
That's when they started exploring their bodies.
Yep.
A lot of the elites were bi, yep. So they started, you know, it was just a really fun time.
Uh-huh. It was a great time, yeah.
Thank God they had so much combat oil left over from all the wrestling they were doing previously.
Their heads so far out and forward. They had a great vantage point of checking it out.
Yeah. Peek out of the closet. It'd be so easy.
Yeah, there's like 5 foot ahead.
You got a bunch of hierarchs just like filming it, like hiding in the closet. The hierarchs are perverts, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Gross, hunchback, little peeping toms.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah. This is a time period where the hierarchs discovered Forerunner technology. And possibly with the help of... this is the time period where the Hierarchs discovered Forerunner technology, and possibly with the help of another race, the Huragok, the entire Halo Array.
Huragok.
The Huragok in English are known as Engineers. You see one in Halo ODST.
Okay.
It's like a big jellyfish thing that's like sitting in what is ostensibly a flying chair, and it has like one long...
High Charity.
Yeah, it's a High Charity, exactly. Yeah. That's where they got the name.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
It's like in a flying chair, and it's got like one longer tentacle that has like two beady little black eyes at the tip of it.
Okay, it's very Lovecraftian, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like an alien wad.
That's a gross way of thinking of it.
And they helped. They may have helped the Hierarchs discover the Halo Ray in the first place. So the first Age of Discovery is way, way, way in the past.
Okay.
Before the War of Beginning.
Squish three times if I should do this science.
Yeah, exactly.
Squish four times if I should do this science.
Okay, you're squishing too fast. Okay, I just set up very clear rules for how we're going to communicate here. Yeah. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, listen, we'll just... We'll get some coffee.
Yeah.
We'll both decompress, and then we'll get back to it. I'm just going to ignore the fact you said that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm done with this fight.
How do you even talk to a big old squishy being like that?
I don't fucking know. So a lot of the alien races in Halo can speak English, for one, or have their own language. To the best of my knowledge, the engineers don't make any noise at all.
Okay.
Unless it's just like, you know, their version of ASL, which is just squishing.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. Excuse me. And the 20th and final Age of Discovery, because remember they kind of rotate in and out as needed.
Yep.
The final one was in and around 2070. So we've moved into the future here. Or at least the Age of Discovery did.
Cool.
The Ages of Reconciliation began after the Writ of Union. So when they decided to stop fighting and all worship was cool, this was represented by a jade stone.
Okay.
One of the things I found cool about the stones is they didn't... I mean, there's two ages that are represented by, like, unknown spooky alien alloys.
Yes.
I like the fact that the same elements exist on other planets as do on Earth.
Yeah.
Because that is a lot like real life.
Yep, it binds us together in this whole big crazy universe.
It's a big crazy universe of ours, man. So after the Writ of Union, so the Age of Reconciliation wasn't all chill hangouts and like cuddling parties,
right.
Because some elites wanted to fight back against their hierarch oppressors and retake their home planet of Sanghelios.
Okay.
So not everybody was cool with this, obviously, just like with any organization. Some of the elites post-war were just like, I don't fucking care if they said we cool now. They killed a lot of people from orbit.
Right.
I'm not into this at all.
Right.
This was known as the Rending, and was led by an elite named Usa Zelus. And that's X-E-L-L-U-S.
Okay.
Zelus, maybe?
I'll just remember you so jealous.
Usa. Yeah, Uso, Uso Zelus, yeah. Which was obviously the longest-running sitcom on St. Helios.
Okay.
22 seasons.
Yeah.
It was a writer's strike, so they had a couple bad seasons in the middle there.
Yeah.
The war, but yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen our neighbor's orbital bombardment? Yeah. Uso Jealous.
Yeah, like the dick measuring between two suburban dads.
Yeah.
One guy's got like a, he's got a shitty lawnmower, the other guy's got a 400 dreadnought.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little beer container on the side. Yeah. Up there.
Wilson's one of those fucking jellyfish things. Yeah. Poking his tentacle over. Poking his tentacle over the fence. I think we found ourselves a title card, Jamie.
There it might be. There it might be.
So Usa and his troops relocated to a shield war. Man, everybody choking.
Excuse
on
me,
this
yeah.
Episode.
Choking
Sorry.
On my bubbly.
Yeah. So Usa and his troops relocated to a shield world after multiple failed assassination attempts. We talked about this last Halo episode. A shield world is a huge artificial planet built by the Forerunners to protect something.
Okay.
So, like, if I recall, which one was it? I don't remember the name of the planet. It's in our last episode. Humanity had discovered a shield world as well at some point, but didn't really realize that it was a fucking machine at the time.
It looks like a planet?
It does.
And then
but it's completely artificial.
Okay.
The Covenant destroyed the entire planet. However, wow. Usa managed to escape and had multiple descendants. So Usa...
Fucks.
Got away. Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He took time off from fucking all the relics to, like, breed.
Okay.
You
yeah.
know, he was just like, aha, I figured it out.
You got to. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if they lay eggs. Because the elites are pretty reptilian looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lizards do lay eggs, and they don't have ears.
They have little. My iguana had, like, an external eardrum. It was just, like, a little flaky thing on
you
the side of his
a
head.
Bird's ear?
No.
I saw one recently on the internet. They, like, pulled the feathers aside. It's just, like, a hole on the side of their heads. They have to hear. Like, they sing, for goddamn sake. Like, they,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Singing's not for us. Ah, yeah. yes, evolution. One day I will be placed in a tiny cage. And if somebody takes the towel off, I'll just make a bunch of noise that they could hear. Yeah. Singing for goddamn sake.
Yeah.
What a great line. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, of course.
But no, I hadn't. You know what disappointed me growing up? You know those owls that have the two little feathers on the top of their head? Like,
sure.
Yeah. When I found out those weren't like two cute little owl ears, it's just like decorative feathers, I was so disappointed.
Have you ever seen an owl's legs when they pull up the little pants they have?
They're weirdly tall.
They're so long. They're like a little person in there, but they just have really long baggy shirts that go down to their feet.
It makes sense considering they have to catch like rabbits and shit. And if you just had two little like hooked stumps poking out, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
But they live outside, so they gotta stay warm, so they're so they're middle parts just fall down onto their legs.
Yeah. It's like owls are like Walmart shoppers, just like one big baggy fucking sun-bleached Mickey Mouse sweater away from being...
All cracked out, huge eyes looking around.
Exactly. Spinning their heads completely around. Oh, yeah. Eating raw bunnies.
Yeah.
Classic heroin addict.
Yeah, they work at night. Basically, they sleep all day.
Yeah, sleep in the dark hole all day.
Yeah.
Are owls addicted to heroin? You saw their ears. What else was in that documentary?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd
say meth.
Yeah.
But
that'd be like a almost parody level, but if it was real, like Vice News article, like meet the guy who's struggling with meth addicted owls. Like some guy out in the wilderness is just like, this is his hobby.
Dude, I would not want that at all.
Fuck no.
Your cat would be a target to owls, I feel like. She's small enough.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Big enough bird. That was something I was afraid of when she was living at my dad's farm.
It's a real problem. My friend had a chihuahua, and a big bird of prey came and swooped it up one day. It was my friend's sister's chihuahua.
That is
gone.
Must have been devastating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're all sitting on the porch having beers, and they just see a bird. Shoom!
That'll harsh your mellow.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah. That's not great.
Where were we here?
Keep your small animals on a leash.
But... yeah, exactly. Or, like, if you're in Eagle Town, maybe don't let them run around on the lawn.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of here, you bastard. It's Eagle Country. So, after destroying the entire planet, like I said, Usa, he got away scot-free. He managed to escape, always just being a heretic.
Have some kids.
Yeah, having kids, doing what heretics do.
Yeah.
Another issue during these ages was that the Covenant leadership was a bit of a boys' club. The Hierarchs had discovered, after a sick kegger... The Hierarchs discovered this, after a sick kegger.
Of course.
They realized that absolutely no one had gotten laid, which is thought to be statistically impossible.
Okay.
That a sick enough kegger will get at least... well, I was going to say one person, two people will get laid, because they have to have sex with each other.
Oh, of course, yeah.
In fact, basically no one could remember the last time anyone crushed any sweet hunchback alien tail. Or even celebrated a single-digit birthday.
Okay. Yeah, so no children, but we need to keep doing our forerunner science, so it's time to
procreate. To avoid hillbilly levels of inbreeding, the Hierarchs sent the Prophet of Inner Conviction back to their homeworld of Janger Combe to woo some maidens of virtue true and bring them over to High Charity.
That makes sense.
So this is something that happened in real life. A lot of colonial towns... that Europe had set up in the Americas after showing up were boys' clubs. So they would frequently send ships back to Europe to get ladies who were just like, hey, you want a husband and some land that we stole from the natives? Sign me up. Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over to Jonestown.
Provided that you had enough oranges to get across the sea, then you would meet your husband and get to stay
exactly.
in a place.
Do you hate London and love lemons?
Yeah.
Have I got a deal for you? Or like Roanoke. It's like, you want to vanish mysteriously and like never be heard from again?
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it. So they sent the Prophet of Inner Conviction back to the homeworld to get some ladies.
Right.
Because they, I guess, didn't want to kiss each other. But you can't breed.
I've heard a lot of cultures that if you take all the women out of them, guys just start to fuck each other a lot of the time. Like, in prisons this happens. On, like, pirate ships, this would happen on long journeys. I'd imagine in colonial times, even though it would have been hush-hush, this probably happens. Because we're sexual beings, and we need it. And there's a word for it, but it's, like, something homosexuality. But it basically means, like, you wouldn't normally fuck a guy, but just because there's no women around and we're all horny, we do it anyway.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I've thankfully never been in that situation.
No. Well, I don't see any girls here, Peter, but...
You wanna bang?
Well, yeah, let's leave mics on or off.
Oh, we should put out a poll on Twitter.
Okay. Cool.
Jamie and I are gonna fuck. Mics on or off. Oh my god. Well, speaking of which, we're gonna get to the ages of conversion.
Alright.
Yeah. Good timing, Jamie. This is when the Covenant decided it wanted to diversify its portfolio. They first discovered the gas giant planet called Z. That's just Z-E.
Alright.
That had a destroyed Forerunner installation, just like in orbit in pieces around it.
Right.
As it happens, the installation was being eaten by orange worms called Lekgolo.
Lekgolo.
Yeah. Covenant wasn't thrilled to see their holy relics getting eaten by worms, and immediately declared war on the worms.
That's a funny picture. Imagine, like, on a rainy day, just like a fisherman just getting really angry at the worms. I declare war on the worms. The fish aren't hungry. They're not biting anymore because you guys are too plentiful.
It's gotta be the worm's fault.
Yeah, an angry guy with a beard just yelling at the ground. Like,
yeah, just like some local old coot.
Yeah.
So plot twist. After declaring war on these worms, the worms could actually fuse together into much, much larger and stronger beings called subsistence gestalts.
Okay.
The Covenant would create a new rank of elites called the Arbiter.
Yes, I've heard of them.
One at a time, which is like an episode into itself.
Yeah.
It is the highest rank that an elite... can reach in the Covenant.
You meet the Arbiter at the beginning of Halo 3?
Halo, you play as the Arbiter in Halo 2.
Halo 2.
The current one, at least, at the time of the games.
Right.
He is disgraced after the destruction of one of the Halo rings, and then they want to execute him, but they know he's not a heretic, and then they create an Arbiter, because the Arbiters are sent out specifically on what are ostensibly suicide missions.
Okay.
Every Arbiter has died in battle, basically, to protect the Covenant. And that's kind of the point.
Okay, you got to be a martyr too.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Be an arbiter.
So the worms could fuse together into huge, like of insane sizes. So I saw some concept arts of ones that could fuse together into like a kilometer long worm.
Okay, so yeah. They're just bigger worms. It's not like they come together and there's like a worm head, a worm arms, a worm legs, and they Power Rangers at you. Or
well, actually, you're gonna be I guess surprised to see who these guys actually are. So the first arbiter realized that the Lekgolo were actually pretty helpful and pretty powerful.
Oh.
So he went. I can't remember the. You know, you send a guy out in the jungle to do something, and he goes crazy. I can't remember what the expression is. Anyway, this would become known.
Jungle fever.
No, probably not that. I'm drinking dirty water.
Yeah.
There's also something called beaver fever, which is a Canadian parasite that you can get from drinking out of creeks.
Oh, because beavers pee in it.
Yeah. One of my dad's buddies got it once. It's basically like having fucking typhoid. It's just diarrhea for a month and a half.
Ew. Yeah. Man, that sucks. But so I think I know who these guys are going to become now that you've kind of planted the seed, but let's see.
The Taming of the Hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worm colonies were integrated into the military. Their smaller forms would become hunters, which are huge.
Wait, the worms Armageddon is in the Halo world?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So their smaller forms would become the hunters.
Okay.
Which are huge, heavily armored shock troopers with massive... One of their arms, in quotes, is a huge bulletproof shield. The other one is a... it's called a fuel rod cannon. It shoots a huge green glob of explosive fire, basically.
All right.
And they were... They're kind of hunched over and very protective. They're completely bulletproof, except for some of their... Except for their joints, which is where they need to, like, pivot or rotate at the waist. That's where you can still get to the worms. larger colonies would power gigantic war machines like Scarab tanks.
Okay.
Which, so the Scarab in Halo 2 is this giant quadrupedal robot bug.
I remember it. Yeah.
It's got, like, this huge face cannon on it and, like, guns all over it. It's like a walking base, basically.
Yeah.
It, too, is... mobilized. It's not a machine.
Okay.
It's a Lekgolo. It's a hunter colony, basically. So the Scarab and the hunters are made of the same orange slime.
Okay. So there we got the Covenant brought the big worms in.
Yeah.
So now the Spartans bring the big fish in, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a one hit kill with the fish gun.
Okay.
In Halo 2, you got to break the armor with a grenade. And then you can just throw a trout in there, and he just rips it apart.
I just pictured, like, a grunt getting slapped in the face with a trout. Yeah, that's so good.
There's a fish wrapped in newspaper as a melee weapon in Team Fortress 2.
That makes sense, yeah.
No, it's a scout weapon.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know why I had so much trouble saying that, sorry.
It's an offhanded World of Warcraft. You can fish up, like, a 19-pound fish.
Oh, my God.
So, like, in one hand, you can have, like, a legendary weapon. In the other hand, just a fish. It's insult to injury for PvP.
Yeah. So, the other races that were integrated include the Yanmei. It's Y-A-N-M-E apostrophe E.
The Yanmei.
Yanmei.
Mm-hmm.
Or drones, which are large insects who were used as a slave race.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's typical.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they don't really have much of a hierarchy or thought patterns. They're just big bugs. So when the Covenant was just like, hey, you guys want to worship some, I don't know, you know, you want to worship some technology? The bugs were apparently just like, buzz, buzz. And they're like, cool, got ourselves a slave race.
Yeah.
Done. Next.
The squish, squish. No, we're going to collaborate with them. But yeah, the exactly. Buzz, buzz, they are
slaves. Well, the engineers have like, free will and like a brain, whereas the drones are just that. They're just a bunch of bugs. Like in Halo 3, you fight them, they just kind of get released into a room and just buzz around and shoot at people.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah.
Thank God this race of slave race bugs has trigger fingers and can use all the same guns as everybody else.
Is that the one where you're like, you're underground and there's like rocky caverns everywhere and then there's kind of like two rooms on the side and like a door in the middle?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't played that in a long time, too. It's fun how some parts stick with you.
Yeah, well, it's like one of the early missions. It's like the second or third mission is when you fight the drones.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, we've got the Kig-Yar, or the Jackals, in 1342. So when we were all dying of plague and marrying our cousins, these guys were integrating into the Covenant.
Okay.
They were resistant at first, but joined up thanks to the Covenant's military might and trading opportunities.
Right.
So the Jackals were a little... They were just like, you know, there's a space dollar to be made.
Yep.
I don't know what they traded, but I mean, maybe someone could finally just buy up all of their like existing stock of like hand painted novelty crafts or something. Jackal's got a lot of spare time.
Yeah.
Okay. Put googly eyes on seashells.
Yes, it's Jackal Etsy for sure. Yeah. I got it.
So that was in 1342. No more races were integrated into the Covenant until 2142. Which is when we integrated in the Ungoy, or the Grunts.
Okay.
They were discovered. They actually, in the past, had achieved a very advanced society, but global warming themselves back into the Dark Ages.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're Grunts, man. Yeah. 2142, that's not an impossibility that we are Grunts.
Yeah, if this is the last remaining podcast on Earth in 122 years...
Yep.
Yeah.
Might be grunts.
Yeah. We might be the grunts in this, and not the elites or the hierarchs, actually.
If you burned all the oil on your planet, you might be a grunt.
Yeah. So because they were basically like Dark Age level of like bronze weapons and shit, and their atmosphere was basically poison, that's why they wear the masks. All the other races, if you notice in Halo, have exposed faces because they can all breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
The grunts now have a huge tank on their back that pumps their shitty fucking atmosphere. It's basically just full of secondhand smoke.
And they've gotten used to it to that exactly. point. Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah.
It's secondhand smoke.
It's full of secondhand. So in Halo 3, if you shoot them in the back, you can actually blow the tank off.
Oh my god. Yeah. It just smells like a Denny's in 1987
yeah,
in there.
Exactly.
Like, oh my god. Like stale coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, they've just got a bunch of dirty napkins.
Oh my god.
Hey man, can you reload my tank with some fresh butts? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Dumping cigarette ashes into it.
Just, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they need it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's why they're so small. They're all stunted and like...
Yeah. It's like, oh man, it's a nice day out. Ugh, roll up the windows. yes, so they didn't put up much of a resistance against the sci-fi race of aliens showing up at the shitty race of aliens.
Okay.
The Covenant, realizing this, that they had a planet of virgins on their hands, could use them as fodder to protect the more Chad races.
So they sold them bathwater to fund the rest of their fights, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I think you do to exploit virgins in this day and age. But,
yeah, they sold a bunch of... after going to get the females from the homeworld of the Hierarchs, they started trading with the Jackals, was a female Hierarch bathwater.
Oh, okay.
And then they were just like, no. They stored it all and then sold it to the Grunts.
Oh, okay, good.
To use them as cannon fodder.
That's a good racket.
Yeah, it is, right? So, finally, in 2492, the Brutes joined up.
The Brutes.
And this was the last alien race to be integrated into the organization. The Brutes are... I guess I didn't describe the other ones. The Jackals are kind of like bird-like looking. Okay. They're very slim and short, long faces, long arms and legs. Okay. Again, four limbs, not like the bug people who have six limbs.
Right.
The Brutes kind of look like a cross between a gorilla and a grizzly bear. Very tall, very thick. Dummy thick, some would say.
Hell yeah.
And hairy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like a little walrus face. They've got tusks that poke out up, though.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
More like a gargoyle.
It's like, yeah, orcs are kind of like that, too.
Yeah,
they
look a lot like a hairy WoW orc.
Okay.
Like, similar build. Very stocky.
Nice.
Good shoulders. Great for pool wrestling. You know, when you're up on your buddy's shoulders.
Yeah. Plus 25% stun resist.
You want a brute on your team if you're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
So they joined up in 2492, which is actually pretty close to the games. The games are in the 2500s. So the Brutes are the new kids on the block. Well, the newer ones. A less complex series of ages are the Ages of Doubt. This is when various races or parts of the Covenant broke down, lost faith for a period of time.
Okay.
That's when that was marked. We did have the Grunt Rebellion. Because this took place during one of the Ages of Doubt, but was quashed by another Arbiter. So they had another guy go in there. Seeing the fighting spirit of the Grunts, the Arbiters tend to be pretty good dudes.
Okay.
Despite the fact they're, like, fundamentalist religious enforcers and commanders.
They would have had to give themselves up for a purpose beforehand, so it shows that they're selfless in the first part.
Exactly. Right? So they saw this arbiter saw the fighting spirit of the grunts.
Yeah.
And he struck a deal with the grunts that would allow the grunts to become full-blown infantry and not just unarmed cannon fodder.
Oh, nice.
So the grunts weren't armed until the Age of Doubt.
Wow. But, yeah, I guess this is better, but...
Exactly. They breed very quickly, apparently, so... It was like my guppy experiment, which didn't turn out great because my male guppy killed the females and then was subsequently eaten by my axolotl, which was the point.
Yeah, if you accidentally spill a glass of water into an ashtray, just grunts will show up. Don't leave it overnight.
Yeah, they just want to huff it.
Yeah, exactly. They'll start spawning like fruit flies if you leave something out too long.
Yeah,
you know?
it's that old theory of like spontaneous life formation or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They were armed. They have fighting spirit, but they're not particularly brave. If you kill the elite in Halo or in Halo 2, they can panic pretty easily.
Yeah.
They come preloaded with PTSD. It's
good.
Imprinted on them at birth. It's just like, it's some trauma there, bud.
Well, yeah. Their race had the age of conflict, the age of...
Age of doubt.
Doubts, the age of...
Conversion.
Discovery, which was nice, but... Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
The final age... is the one that the majority of us are familiar with. So we're going to close out the episode here.
Sure.
It's actually good. This was a very good length as far as I'm concerned, considering how much I had to get through.
Yep.
So the majority of the games take
Ethan
place...
slows us down. I've been trying to say that. We need to cut this dead blonde weight.
Dead weight. So this is the final age is the Age of Reclamation.
Okay.
These ages started in 2525 when the Covenant discovered humanity on the planet of Harvest. Which we talked about last time.
I do remember that.
On the Halo episode.
Yep.
And this age actually coincides directly with the Human Covenant War, meaning the first three video games.
Nice.
And Reach.
Cool.
And ODST. So the first five video games. Excuse me.
Awesome.
Yeah. This is the only part... the only part I'm going to get into for this is why the war started. Harvest was a Forerunner planet and was covered in Forerunner glyphs.
Okay.
So we didn't really know how to use it, humanity. But each human was also apparently covered in glyphs. I couldn't find any information about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's like the movie Memento.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we're all covered in like Forerunner tattoos.
Yes.
Because we don't trust... I don't know the actor's name. No. It's Guy Pearce is the main guy.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just know that he forgot everything, and his tattoos helped him remember.
Yeah,
things,
exactly.
Basically. Yeah.
So humans are what are known as reclaimers, because we can actually integrate with Forerunner technology.
Cool.
Yeah. So the Covenant themselves wouldn't have been able to fire the Halo rings in the first place,
because
they can't use the sacred icons. You need a human to do it.
Okay.
And sacred icons are the little green T-shaped keys. They look like the Tesla logo.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Halo 1 and 2, probably 3, I don't remember.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
The Hierarchs knew that the discovery of humanity and their ability to interface with Forerunner technology would shatter the Covenant completely. So they declared war on the entire human race when they realized stated they needed to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Because obviously if they were just like, oh yeah, by the way, we have another alien race here. They can interface with all this shit. They're probably the chosen ones, actually. That would have destroyed their religion. So you've got your Human Covenant War, and boom, you've got your Halo games.
Nice. Awesome. I feel like I know a lot more about Halo than I ever have.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless I just made all that shit up, right?
Yeah. What a twist. Wait, was this Kindergarten Cop the whole time?
It was. Yeah. Yes, it was. Again.
Yeah.
Got you to fall for it again.
Fuck. All
right. So that's it. I've been your host, Peter O'Donohue. You can find us at The Lore Boys on Twitter and at Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram and theloreboys.com and Facebook. We have a Patreon if you want to donate, or if you want to just leave us a nice review, that is also absolutely fantastic. We appreciate it a lot. If you want to reach out, it's loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And Jambo.
I've been James Miller. You can find me on the internet. And if you want to donate to us, we have Patreon, we have a PayPal, we have all that stuff. But if you don't know and don't want to trust those types of things, we have Lore Boys Prime.
Yeah.
And for that, you can mail us all of your worms and we will put them together, make one giant worm, and fight a bunch of aliens with it. So.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's a big project. Ethan died while trying to prepare this one.
He did.
As we stated earlier.
Yeah, it wasn't even anything to do with the worms. He just had some coffee ahead of time, and he choked on it like we both choked on our drinks today.
Yeah, but, exactly. We made it through, though.
Yeah, we made it through, but he was weak, so. Yeah.
And that constitutes Lore Boys.
Out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.